It's 91.7 KXT, Dallas' Smile Smile in studio today. New album is called Marry a Stranger. It was recorded right here in Dallas. Smile Smile plays this weekend, this Saturday, in Fort Worth at Arts Goggle. The show starts at 8 p.m. Welcome back, Jency and Ryan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Haven't talked to you guys since Summer Cut, like back in June. Catch us up. What's been happening? Jency, you got married, didn't you?
I did. I got married, and I actually got married at Texas Theater in town, which was really appropriate because he proposed by creating a movie trailer and running a theater out at the Angelica and showing it as the proposal, the movie trailer. And so we thought we were going to go see a movie, and then it was really cool.
Wow, that's neat. How about you, Ryan? What's been happening?
I'm not married.
Ever.
I got invited to the proposal thing, but I didn't make it.
Ryan did not come to my wedding or my proposal.
Come to the proposal
party.
Or the wedding. But congratulations to you, Jency.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Enjoy.
You didn't get me a wedding gift either. Just want to point that out.
No, you did not get me a Christmas present or a birthday gift.
I got you a Christmas present. It was a lunchbox.
It was a bag that you got as part of like a gift, like you went to a function and they gave you some stuff for free and then you re-gifted it to me.
No, it wasn't. And if I gave you that, I don't even remember what that was.
Yeah, so thank you.
Well, let's go ahead and hear a song. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a song called Marry a Stranger, which is from the album Marry a Stranger. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're talking to, hurry up and get a clue. Does she know you belong to?
Lifetime left of love to lose, soon to be the bride and groom. Shaking in my boots with cold feet.
I think I'll marry a stranger. Seems so much safer than going through the whole damn thing.
Settling, you're all I've known since 17. Why ever have a love that's brand new?
There's no harm in wondering. You promised me everything, baby. I've got my doubts too. I think I'll marry a stranger. Seems so much safer than going through the whole damn thing. You're my one and only. Don't wanna leave you lonely. But I think I'll marry a stranger instead. Turn around, someone else I haven't found. They all wanna talk to me.
So who's that you're talking to? Hurry up and get a clue. Do they know you belong to me?
I think I'll marry a stranger. Seems so much safer than going through the whole damn thing.
It's 91.7 KXT, Smile Smile. Jency and Ryan join us in the studio. Once again, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You sure. Guys are good to us.
Oh, you bet. We love having you.
It's really good.
It's a great great album. You recorded with Salim Nirala, who produced it. How did you like working with Salim?
We love Salim.
Yeah, we loved it.
He's amazing, and I don't think, well, we definitely wouldn't have had the album that we have now if we hadn't recorded with him. Yeah. And then John Dufalo played drums, And then our current guitar player, MC Robinson, he played guitar on the album, and it's cool because he now plays guitar with us, and he's amazing, and the band is completely fleshed out. We have a lead guitar player now, and mm-hmm. The live show is just really cool.
So. I was going to ask that, if you had mm-hmm. permanent members now to the mm-hmm. band.
We do, and working with Salim kind of opened that door. You know, that's this new, I say real band sound, as opposed to just the two of us. Salim had a huge hand in creating that, and then, you know, like Jency said, finding the guitar player that is now in the band. Yeah, it's been really cool.
It's Salim, everybody knows him. He's a real calm and kind guy. Is he the same way in the studio when he's producing?
Most of the time, but every once in a while he'll stand up and yell either at you or in excitement.
I've never seen him yell. Apparently he yelled at Ryan. You yeah. probably did something. You probably deserved it. Salim, well, I'm just going to say that Ryan deserved it, whatever he did.
Regardless, I can be hard-headed sometimes.
Without getting too much into it, by now you guys have, you know, undoubtedly sort of moved on. It's admirable that you guys were able to work together in the midst of personal differences, mm-hmm. The turmoil, your breakup, the relationship at the time. How do you stand next to a person on stage and sing a song that you know the other one had written about you? How do you agree to do that?
I don't know if we ever agreed to do it. That's the strange thing. How those songs started, where Jency and I broke up, and I was recording songs by myself and emailing them to her as kind of to get back at her and say, look what you did to me. Look how sad I am. Here's this song. And her response was to write a piano part, sing a harmony, and send it back. And that's just kind of, we never went, okay, let's do this. We're going to do this. It just kind of happened as organically as a situation like that can happen. But this band isn't easy to be in. It's a joy musically, you know, and Jency and I have always had a really special connection. That connection got confused for a little bit. But, you know, it's as cheesy as it sounds, the music is what keeps this band together.
It's again, it's really admirable that you can do that.
Thank you. You know, being in a band together is really strange because, you know, we have some friends in this business who have done well. And if they have problems at home or whatever, you know, sometimes a tour can be a needed break. But if we had problems back in the day, that problem went on tour with you.
Right.
You know, and
just me and Ryan sitting in a van yeah. for 10 hours.
Gosh, how do you do
not
it?
Not talking.
I don't know how we do it. And, you know, the interesting thing is this business is so hard to be in, and we've been really blessed, you know, to be able to do it as long as we have. And, you know, who knows what the future holds.
But I guess not to trivialize it, because it's really important. It's I guess it's the foundation of what you guys have created. But mm-hmm. but is it part of your selling point too? I mean, part of your show is kind of the banter back and forth, kind of like we're doing here. I mean, it's mm-hmm. is it important to your live show?
That's funny, because I know that a lot of people, when we first were broken up, and they were like, oh, you have to go watch this band. They're so mean to each other on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, they call each other names. And then I remember when Pete Friedman first started writing for The Observer, that he came to see a show, and he was like, I just had to come to see a show to see if it was really true and if you guys were doing this on purpose or not on purpose. Mm-hmm. And we were like, no, we really don't like each other. Yeah. We really don't.
And I always find it interesting when people call it banter, because banter to me is something that you kind of amp up on stage. It's the conversation that you have on stage, you know, for people's benefit that are there. What I don't think people realize is that's just how we talk to each other in real life, not just on stage. And it's turned into this thing where we didn't get along for a couple of years, so we would say anything to each other. And we got so used to being able to say anything to each other, and we kind of developed, you know, thicker skin. So now on stage, you know, we still say anything to each other.
Yeah. And all of the guys playing with us just kind of stand there and look at the ground.
No, they don't know what to do. They think the show is about to end. Something awful is happening. And Jency and I are really, like, I'm just tuning my guitar, saying these things to her, getting ready for the next song. It's just second nature at this point. And It's weird that it's second nature.
But it was interesting because when we went on the road with Metric, when we played the first show in Seattle, people didn't know the backstory. And so when they saw it happening, they were like booing Ryan.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. And so he had to like not say anything and be really nice because the fans were just like not having it at all.
Was it field day for you then? Were you able to kind of say what you wanted after... I guess the audience kind of got on your side.
Yeah, it was funny. It was kind of like girl power. Like,
yeah. And I wanted to go, if you only knew. But that was an eye-opening experience for sure.
What do you feel is Ryan, what's mm-hmm. Jency's biggest strength? Or what's your favorite thing about Jency?
Are you going to make me say something nice about her? I think my favorite thing is that she can take a song that I feel like this is a great song. I know it's a good song. And she can, I call it the Jency filter. She can tweak it just enough, change it, or go, that's awesome, but we need to do this right here in this part. And she's really good at hearing the potential in a song and not just settling for the song as it is. And I know that Smile Smile would not sound like it did if she wasn't, you know, part of this, of course, but the songs wouldn't be as strong as they are without that filter. That sounds so cheesy to say, but it's true. That's, you know, that's always been my favorite thing about being in a band with her, is that.
And Jency, what's Ryan's greatest strength?
Yeah, I would say it kind of plays off of what he was just talking about. Ryan's really good about always churning out songs all the time, and they're always really hooky, but many times they're not always finished, and so it's like our biggest strength complements the other person's weakness, and so I really think that's what's made this band function for so long. Mm. Is we really just, in a sense, like we need each other.
I agree.
Musically.
That's fantastic. I really appreciate you guys coming back again. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in
you.
Today. Smile Smile, the new album, again called Marry a Stranger. Please go see them tomorrow night in Fort Worth at Arts Goggle. Would you guys mind taking us out with one more song?
This song is called This Is For Real, and it was written by me.
Was it written by you? I like in interviews when you say half the songs are written by you. They can't see your face on the radio.
PDF. We'll have the PDF conversation later.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Take me home again. Dreaming. take, take me home again. Take, take me home again. Take, take me home again. This is for you.